No, we tried when we very, very first started. We approached labels, including 4AD, Rough Trade, and got knocked back. And we just said, oh, fuck it, we'll do it ourselves. And from that point, I won't say it never crossed our minds, because it would have been lovely to have had bigger budgets to promote stuff and stuff. But it was just a very nice way of working. You know, it might have been I think that some of our records might be better records if we had a bit more discipline and were more succinct, but because we were doing it ourselves, we thought we were being succinct. And so we might have benefited from being on a label in that way, or working with a producer in that way. But we just liked doing it the way we were doing it. And, you know, things were paying for themselves. In the 80s and the 90s, the previous record paid for the next record, sort of thing. We sold enough to do that. It was okay. So, and that was good enough.